shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's another cold start this morning. Our temperatures feel like teens and 20s. I'll show you when we finally see a warm-up on the way.
A man and a six-month-old baby are in the hospital this morning after a shooting in Fayetteville. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And former President Donald Trump is no longer a 2024 presidential candidate in Colorado. Straight ahead, reaction from U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina on the unprecedented move from the Colorado Supreme Court.
And if you've been putting off sending out your Christmas presents, you have run out of time. Straight ahead, a reminder of the deadlines for different shipping facilities like the United States Postal Service and FedEx. Just 5 days away. Maybe at this point, unless you really want to pay a lot, just consider them New Year's presents. Yes. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. Hope you're doing well on this Wednesday morning as we get you through the week leading up to Christmas. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. Boy, we got a lot going on this morning. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking this very cold morning.
Ooh, that wind chill still kicking up out there for us this morning. We take a live look at Chapel Hill. Our skies are clear. It's going to be a pretty start today, a pretty day today, actually. 31 is our temperature, so we are above freezing, and the wind's not that strong. We have a north wind at 5 miles per hour, but I tell you what, it doesn't take that much wind to make it feel much colder. So it actually feels like 26 in Durham and Raleigh. It is 21 up in Roxborough, and it feels like 17. It feels like 23 in Southern Pines, 33 in Goldsboro, and 22 in Rocky Mount. So definitely a cold start for us this morning. We take a look at the day today. It's going to be a bit warmer than yesterday. Boy, it was chilly yesterday. Temperatures held in the 40s. We do creep out of the 40s this afternoon up to 51, and from here, we start a bigger warm-up. We're going to take a look at the holiday weekend and talk about when we have our next chance for rain coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news. A baby is in the hospital after being shot last night in Fayetteville. A man was also injured. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now from UNC Medical Center where that baby was airlifted. Kelsey, this is so sad. What do we know about the investigation?
Renee, it absolutely is awful. And that six-month-old baby is now here in the hospital in Chapel Hill. The two shootings, the man and the baby, they both happened in the same place, but we'll get to that in a moment here. Around 9:40 last night, police were sent to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville. That's where the man was recovering after he was shot. Their investigation led them to Nicky Avenue, and you should be able to see that on the map on your screen. It's about 10 minutes away from the hospital in Fayetteville. When police got there, they found that six-month-old shot. So we're working to get an update on the man and the baby's condition. We're asking police if they have any information about a shooter or whether they know if these shootings were connected. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
We're learning more this morning about a fire in Durham overnight. Before it's brought you this story is breaking news in the WRAL Live Center at 11. Fire crews responded to Laurel Drive for a report of a commercial structure fire. We now know that it was a garage on fire with flames throughout that building. The Durham Fire Department was able to knock down that fire in about 10 minutes. No one was hurt.
A person is on the run this morning after shooting a man in the face in Raleigh. This happened at an abandoned house on Old Wake Forest Road around 6:45 last night. Police believe both people were living inside that home. The man who was shot walked to a nearby shopping plaza where he was found by police. Officers had Old Wake Forest Road closed down during the investigation. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital. Police say they know who they're looking for, but they've been unable to track that person down.
North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis is reacting to the decision made by Colorado Supreme Court to disqualify former President Donald Trump from being a candidate in the state's primary next year. In a post on X, Tillis said, "It's outrageous to see left-wing activists make a mockery of our political system by scheming with partisan state officials to remove presidential candidates from the ballot." He went on to say he will be introducing legislation to ensure any constitutional challenges go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The ruling is a first of its kind, citing the 14th Amendment. This all surrounds Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The court put its decision on hold until January 4th to allow for appeals. Trump's personal attorney said the ruling attacks the very heart of this nation's democracy. And one of Trump's challenges in the primary, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, quote, "The left invokes democracy to justify its use of power, even if it means abusing judicial power to remove a candidate from the ballot based on spurious serious legal grounds. SCOTUS should reverse it.
Police are looking for the person responsible for a shooting on Western Boulevard in Raleigh that left two people hurt. The shooting left a car riddled with bullets near the Bojangles during the busy lunch hour yesterday. Raleigh police had the road closed in both directions during their investigation. Three restaurants were blocked off with crime tape. Audio from radio traffic indicates a young man may have been the target in the shooting.
Was last seen fleeing behind the Bojangles, possibly a target of the shooter saying he was being shot at.
A man and a woman were hurt in the shooting. The woman was treated and released. The man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Today is the last day for ground shipping for the United States Postal Service. Now, if you need to still send gifts, you'll see some long lines at the post office. Today is also the deadline for FedEx one-day shipping. Friday is the last day for FedEx same-day shipping. USPS processing and distribution centers all across the country expect more than 3 billion parcels will be delivered by the end of the season.
A man is in custody this morning after crashing into a Wake County deputy's patrol car while fleeing from a traffic stop. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. The chase began yesterday afternoon around 2 on Pede Road in Raleigh. It stretched into Durham, where 59-year-old Philip Spence was arrested. Authorities say he had an active warrant for his arrest on felony gun charges. No one was hurt.
Rescue crews help people in northern New Jersey evacuate their homes overnight because of all these floodwaters you see right here. The Passaic River rose well above its banks, prompting a state of emergency. Governor Phil Murphy warned people to leave before roads became impassable. Some who stayed in their homes needed to be rescued.
Starting next month, a new controversial law will go into effect for all Wake County public schools. The school board voted last night to align Wake schools with Senate Bill 49, also known as the Parents' Bill of Rights. The law deals with a number of issues related to gender identity and sexual orientation. It requires schools to notify parents if their children ask to go by a different name or pronoun.
Today is a huge day for high school athletes. It's National Signing Day, when they will make their choices official for where they will play in college. It's an especially big day for the future of college football programs. Right now, according to 24/7 Sports, UNC has the 24th ranked recruiting class in the country. NC State is ranked 27th and Duke ranked 44th. That will all change with today's new commitments. Our WRAL Sports team will have full coverage of today's signings in our later newscasts.
Today, the union representing Southwest Airlines pilots will decide whether to approve a tentative deal with the airline. We'll explain how much is on the line as negotiations for pilot raises continues.
And there's a chance for you to get a great deal on gas today. How much Circle K is discounting its per gallon prices next.
And it is freezing outside this morning. This is a live look at North Hills. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us with a look at how we will round out the week.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 and we take a live look at Apex this morning. You can see all is dry. It's another chilly start this morning. Our temperatures are cold and there's just a little bit of wind making it feel even colder. So it's 31 in the Triangle area right now, but it feels like 26. It feels like 23 in Roxborough. That's up just a little bit from a few minutes ago when it felt like 17. It feels like 23 in Southern Pines, 31 in Clinton, 33 in Goldsboro, but 22 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. It won't be as windy today as it was yesterday, but still our temperatures are going to be down mainly in the mid to upper 20s this morning. We take a look at our exercise planner. By lunchtime, we're in the upper 40s. That's as warm as it got all day yesterday. And then during the afternoon, temperatures will be in the low 50s. So that begins our warm up. Coming up, we'll talk about a little sneak peek at the holiday weekend.
Maine is dealing with one of the worst flooding events in years. The state saw 4 to 6 inches of rain in recent days, and that combined with melting snow caused the widespread flooding. Several rivers in Maine saw record crest levels Tuesday. Water spilled out over the banks and washed out many roads. Now, many towns along the Androscoggin and Kennebec rivers have evacuation notices in place as the water rises. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses remain without power.
The Department of Homeland Security says over 12,000 migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border on Monday, the most ever recorded in a single day. In Eagle Pass, Texas, people from young to old waited hours in lines to be processed and faced an uncertain fate after a controversial law in Texas now considers illegal immigration a state crime. The Maverick County Sheriff says more help is needed to deal with the number of people arriving.
Border Patrol agents, I can see that need more reinforcements. Troopers can need more reinforcements. All, if you speak to all the sheriffs on the border, we need a whole much reinforcement.
Coming up this morning on Today, the struggle between the state and federal response at the U.S. southern border. Today starts here on WRAL at 7.
In Washington state, DNA technology identifying a victim of the Green River Killer. This comes more than 40 years after 15-year-old Lori Andrus Potnick disappeared. Her remains were found in 1985, along with a second set of remains, but Lori Ann could not be identified. At the time, detectives were investigating Gary Ridgway, dubbed the Green River Killer. Ridgway pleaded guilty in 2003 to murdering 48 women. Now 74 years old, Ridgway is serving a life sentence in prison.
Southwest Airlines and the union representing the airline's pilots have reached a preliminary agreement on a new contract. This comes after 3 years of negotiating. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association's 25-member board will evaluate the deal today to determine whether to officially okay that agreement. The next step would be for the union's nearly 11,000 members to vote on the deal. A union spokesperson says the contract is worth $12 billion. The money would be used to give pilots raises.
Well, today there's a hiring event happening in Fayetteville for people who are looking for a paid opportunity to start their healthcare career. Cape Fear Valley Health System is holding a hiring event from 10 this morning until 2 this afternoon. It's happening at the Cape Fear Valley Rehabilitation Auditorium. The health system wants to be hiring people who are interested in working as comfort runners while also receiving CNA training for free. Applicants must be high school graduates or have a GED.
Another lawsuit has been filed in federal court against the state's new voting maps. It focuses on all three sets of new voting maps for the state Senate, state House, and U.S. House. The NAACP claims Republican lawmakers drew the districts in ways that lessen the voting power of black communities. They are not asking the judge to delay the 2024 election. This challenge asks the court to order the maps be changed by 2026.
How about this? NBA star Ja Morant is back on the court after suspension for flashing guns on social media. Oh, check this out. He hit the game-winning basket for the Memphis Grizzlies last night as they topped the New Orleans Pelicans. It was Morant's first game after serving a 25-game suspension. Come on. He brandished a gun in an Instagram live stream back in June. He was suspended for 8 games last season for a similar video. What a way to return to the NBA. A skunk in Orange County has tested positive for rabies. That's according to Orange County Animal Services. Officials say this little guy was seen around Coal Mill Road and Umstead Road in Durham on December 15th. Residents ended up calling animal control after they say it exhibited strange and aggressive behavior.
You could find a great deal on gasoline this afternoon at your local Circle K station. Participating locations will be selling gas at 30 cents off per gallon between 4 and 7 this evening. It's happening at Circle K's across Central and Eastern North Carolina and along the South Carolina coast. You can find a full list of participating stations on Circle K's website.
Well, the Harnett County Health Department is helping uninsured children get protection from the flu. The department's mobile unit will be at the Harnett Food Pantry tomorrow to give free flu shots to uninsured children for free. You can stop by anytime between 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. The Harnett Food Pantry is located on West Old Road in Lillington.
A family from Dunn is counting their blessing this holiday season after a very long 17 months. The Gaines family was finally able to bring their baby boy, Philip, home after all that time inside the NICU at UNC Children's Chapel Hill. It was the longest stay ever by a premature newborn there. Look at the cap and gown. Philip's mother shared what it meant to finally be able to take him home just days before Christmas.
Just the thought of the three of us tonight, kind of when the dust has settled a little bit, just, you know, in our matching Christmas jammies and just holding our baby by the tree. It's an image that I've dreamed of since he was born.
Oh, so sweet and so happy for them. Philip's mother went on to call the staff members at UNC Rex family, referring to them as Philip's aunts and uncles. Our best wishes go out to the Gaines family. And Merry Christmas. Ah, give me some Kleenex.
I know. What a gift for the holidays.
So
and it's
sweet.
feeling like the holidays outside right now. Let's go over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WS Severe Weather Center, tracking this really chilly morning.
Yes, and you know what it's feeling like the holidays. I love pulling up the Fenton camera in Cary. Their beautiful Christmas tree, the skating rink. I mean, it just screams holidays, doesn't it? Looking absolutely beautiful out there, but it is cold. Our temperature is 31 in the triangle, but it feels a lot colder than that. We still have a little bit of a breeze out there this morning. Our dew point is 17. That just means it's very dry. Our temperatures are likely to be in the 20s this morning for most of us. Our temperatures do climb a little warmer this afternoon. We're going to climb back up into the 50s. And yesterday we had temperatures in the 40s. So the temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. And we're looking at 30 in Fayetteville, 31 Clinton, 31 in the triangle. But it's 23 in Roxboro. The wind has died down there, so it feels like 23. It feels like 23 in Southern Pines, 26 in the triangle. It feels like 22 right now in Rocky Mount. Generally, the winds will be a little lighter than they were yesterday. So we shouldn't have quite the same wind chill effect all afternoon. Plus, our temperatures will be a little warmer. But the actual temperatures this morning are 5 to almost 10 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. So it definitely is a cold start out there. Around town this afternoon, 51 in Raleigh, Durham, and in Fayetteville. And it'll be a nice, bright, sunny day, just like it was yesterday. But take a look at our wind. Our wind will be out of the north-northwest, but we're only talking about 3 to 5, maybe 6 miles per hour, much different than yesterday when we had our winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour. If you're headed out to Woolies Winter Wonderland at the DBAP tonight, temperatures will feel, you know, seasonal, 51 degrees at 3 o'clock when the gates open. By 7 o'clock, 39, and we'll drop it into the mid-30s before it's over. It's still going to be another cold night tonight with our temperatures down in the 20s. So we're looking at temperatures a little bit below normal still today, but some warmer air back to the west starts to creep in over the next few days. We may not really warm things up dramatically, but look at all the warmth just to our west. The yellows and red colors here are where temperatures are above normal. So warmer air is definitely back to our west. It may come cruising in here a little bit later this week. Our normal low is 34, so we're 27 tomorrow morning and 30 Friday morning. But after that, our temperatures are above freezing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, and that will keep us from having a white Christmas. Plus, we don't really have any precipitation in the forecast. Our normal high is 54. We're 51 today. And then we're just going to hold it near normal starting Thursday. Thursday is the first day of winter, and temperatures will feel really normal. Santa's arrival forecast, 42 degrees around midnight on Sunday night, partly cloudy. It should be really nice for Santa Claus's trip. As we get into the day, Christmas Day, temperatures will be mild in the upper 50s. It'll be mostly cloudy. But we take a look at Tuesday, and right now it looks like we could see another system that rolls in. If you were planning to travel on Tuesday or Wednesday, it could be a little wet. We'll take a closer look at that coming up.
But look at this, temperatures climbing. All right, Elizabeth, thanks. This morning, we're learning more about a recent health struggle Madonna went through. Coming up, what she's revealing about the medically induced coma she was put into over the summer.
And it's the season of giving, and the Salvation Army of Wake County is doing just that. We'll show you the moments the organization gave out toys to children in our area. News continues this morning. Mariah Carey making good on her holiday tradition of topping the charts, and a sneak peek at Kristen Stewart's latest romantic drama. Here's Rick Damigella with the Hollywood Minute.
The Queen of Christmas reigns again. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You tops the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the fifth consecutive holiday season. The 1994 tune continues to show legs thanks to the popularity of streaming and has now notched 13 total weeks in the number one position.
What is this place? Huh? You don't understand.
A new action-packed love story for Kristen Stewart. The actress stars in Love Lies Bleeding, a violent romance about an ambitious bodybuilder who falls for a gym owner with a criminal family. Ed Harris also stars in the drama, which arrives in theaters on March 8th.
A lot of strange things happen in this place.
Studio Ghibli celebrates a new record. The Japanese animation studio's latest release, The Boy and the Heron, has become their highest-grossing film in North America. Acclaimed director Hayao Miyazaki is behind the picture, which has nabbed a domestic gross of $23.4 million in less than 2 weeks. In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
Madonna is sharing more details about her health scare earlier this year. At a recent concert in Brooklyn, she revealed she spent 48 hours in a medically induced coma in June. People who she called special friends were the ones who got her to the hospital and stayed by her side. In June, her manager said Madonna was in the ICU after developing a serious bacterial infection. She was able to recover and kick off her world tour in October.
Well, Christmas looks merry indeed at the Salvation Army of Wake County, the organization kicking off its annual toy distribution for more than 7,600 families. You can see the thousands of toys collected for the Angel Tree program. It provides clothing and toys to local children. Major Charles Whiten says the program unites the entire community this time of year.
It has been going on since June. And this is sort of the celebration time to know these kids will know that our community cares, that there's hope and love and joy in this world, and we want them to share in that when they open those presents on Christmas morning.
If you're not familiar with the Angel Tree program, generous community members select angels, all children here in our community, and then purchase gifts that the children said they wanted.
Breaking news, a six-month-old child is in the hospital after being shot in Fayetteville. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live from UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill, where you're looking live with what we've learned about the investigation.
Also, lava continues to spew from a volcano in Iceland this morning. We have new video to show you coming up in our next half hour.
And if you're headed to the post office today, get ready to wait in line. Straight ahead, a reminder of the deadlines for different shipping facilities like USPS and FedEx.